You're listening to Counterpoint, right around Australia on ABC Radio National and right around the world on abc.net.au/rn/counterpoint. Good time radio, where the good things just keep on coming.
And what could be better than our resident satirist and commentator, Mr. Patrick Cook, with his final missive for 09.
Mr. Abbott seems to have cheered quite a lot of people up. This is partly because Mr. Abbott is almost always cheerful, and mostly because many voters prefer to have a functioning opposition. Mr. Turnbull did not provide this service. After his fling with Gordon Gritsch, Mr. Turnbull was more than dead in the water. Like the Mary Rose of old, he set all of his sails and went forth with all of his guns blazing and rolled over and sank. Staggering ashore, he was taken captive by Mr. Rudd and developed a chronic case of Stockholm Syndrome. Copenhagen Syndrome would have been even more apt. Now he has been released into the community to post angry graffiti about Mr. Abbott on the parish walls. This bad Malcolm behaviour has confirmed Mr. Abbott in his office and confirmed the public gut reaction about Mr. Turnbull. Goodbye has been succeeded by good riddance. Mr. Turnbull is going to vote with Labour at the next ETS outing, which will not necessarily please Mr. Rudd. Once Mr. Turnbull has parked his backside on the Labour benches, there is the horrible possibility that he may decide to stay. He may even declare his loyalty to Mr. Rudd, and then it will be on, and it will end in tears. Meanwhile, Mr. Abbott is making up for lost months. He is a Conservative where the government is reactionary. In a week he has cast out the ETS and denounced it in the marketplace. He has stuck up for mothers, the intervention, and AWAs. He has exchanged good wishes with the Dalai Lama and received the blessing of Barnaby Joyce. And as a result, millions of words have been written about his speedos. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Mr. Abbott wears speedos because he likes to swim and surf and rescue people, not because he will be photographed in them. Likewise, he wears yellow overalls because he likes to intimidate bushfires, and he goes to church because he is a practicing Catholic. Most importantly, he is wearing his speedos at a time when many people are wearing something similar because it is summer. Summer in Australia is a cheerful, frisky time, an active, optimistic time. It is family time. It is not a time for hand-wringing and gloom and glum thoughts about taxes. It is a time when many voters take more than two standard drinks, a time of plenty. It is an excellent time for Mr. Abbott to point out that with an ETS, it will be the last time of plenty you ever get. It sticks. In brief, Mr. Abbott may not be a man for all seasons, but he is certainly a man for summer, and may carry his speedos before him with confidence. Mr. Rudd is not a summer man. His preference is for nervous national gloom, overcast conditions, and deals done in the dark, or at any rate away from the light. Sunny days for Mr. Rudd are harbingers of doom, a doom which can only be averted by giving Mr. Rudd all of our money. The RAF is on standby, even if President Obama is not, and Mr. Rudd will emphasise this distinction any day now by flying to Copenhagen. Overcast, 7 degrees predicted, possibility of light offshore blizzards. And if you can't look glum on a grey winter's day in Copenhagen, the game is up. Which it might be anyway. Copenhagen seems likely to be a strong communique wrapped in an evasion inside a double cross. Perhaps a deal has been stitched up beforehand, perhaps not. In either event, China will not make the slightest attempt to honour it. Nor will the exciting new combination of India, Brazil and South Africa, an association of resource-rich and resource-hungry regional powerhouses, which Mr. Rudd has yet to mention because he is not mentioned in it. Whatever happens will be academic in the worst way, because ClimateGate informs us that the whole crisis is more or less made up, and the science is not only not settled, real scientists are very unsettled indeed. Among all the fascinating elements of deceit and double-cross and falsified evidence is the thrilling possibility that behind the leaks are our old friends the KGB, now trading as the FSB and incorporating the Russian government. Prime Minister Putin is a bastard of the old school, and his primal desire to do America down is alive and well. He is also another man unafraid of his speedos, but with sinister intent. But the most diverting response to ClimateGate has come from Saudi Arabia, which claims that since the whole thing is a crock, Copenhagen should be called off. This should lead with any luck to headlines that read, Saudi Arabia in the pay of big oil. Meanwhile, back on the tarmac, the government's first response to Mr. Abbott has been to question the accuracy of his costings. You won't pull a better joke out of a cracker this Christmas than that.
Patrick Cook will return as Counterpoint satirist, humorist and commentator in 2010.
Sometimes the people use some dialogue between Buddhism and modern science.
Hi, Natasha Mitchell here, inviting you to join me for a special dialogue with His Holiness the Dalai Lama and guests.
Buddhist science and then Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist concept, then Buddhist religion. Three parts.
We'll be bridging Buddhism and science to bring your psyche alive. It's an unmissable All in the Mind, and you can download or stream the audio of the show from the ABC Radio National website.